And we're back with Brews and Reviews. This time I'm live. You can tell probably by my audio that I don't sound like I'm on a non-microphone headset. I got Cole here, and we're going to be talking about The Last of Us. Just saw episode 8. We were watching the whole season, and we thought we'd do when it's all over, but we just saw this one together, and we kind of want to talk about the series. We have one episode left, and then we'll do a recap when it's all said and done.
Yeah, and I've been very pleasantly surprised as far as like how awesome this show is. As far as, I can't think off the top of my head of another good video game adaptation.
Well, and there's so many though. I can't believe you can't think of any off the top of your head.
So yeah, this has been a very pleasant surprise.
Well, and I think we should talk to the very few viewers that we have.
Hello, Cayman Islands. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Holler at your boy. Give us a sponsorship. Neither one of us had played the game. I knew a lot about it just because of a friend who played it and said it was one of the best games. And I watched him play a little bit of it. But there's actually, I was watching a YouTube video critiquing someone who was critiquing the video game. I know it's weird. But
critique of a critique.
Those CinemaSins, Gaming Sins. There was a guy saying why their process is wrong. And it was a very interesting video. But they did a lot of stuff into the plot. I'm like, oh, I'll never play this game. And there's no way this will come back to haunt me later. So I knew a little bit of stuff, but I never played the game. But I can tell you right now from watching the show, I'm going to play this game.
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing is, like, I see on Twitter, people are like, oh, the show is so good. But like, for people that have played the game, they're like, if you think that this is, like, crushing your soul right now, wait for the next season. Like, so much more stuff is going to happen that you're like, oh, man, like, I don't even know.
I mean, I didn't even know they made a sequel to the game.
No, I mean, clearly we're not going to be at the end of the game, I don't think, in the next
episode.
How
would you know? I don't know how it actually ends, so.
I don't know either, but it just seems relatively
short.
Doesn't
that make it so much more exciting?
Yeah.
It's like the people that, we're not those D-bags that read the book and be like, this is not like the book! It's
yeah.
Like, no, this show, I was very interested because this was a game when it came out. I remember that people were raving about this game. Now, I was never up to date on the latest. I usually, you know, I still have my 64 and Super Nintendo. And for some reason, I couldn't get The Last of Us on it. I don't know why they still don't make stuff. But I'm always a system behind. And I just remember when it came out. And like I said, my buddy Evan was always just raving about this game. And I watched him play some of it. And it seemed like very interesting gameplay. But he said the story is good. And I'm always, when I play video games like God of War, Metroid Prime, some of my favorite games.
Oh, speaking of that, God of War is the next up by the same director, I believe.
Oh my god. That will be a week-to-week episode. I will do it by myself. God of War Ragnarok came out. I have kids now. You know, I don't have as much time to play video games, but when God of War Ragnarok came out, I've been a God of War huge fan. But the point is, I'm not so much a multiplayer online person. I've always been single-player campaigns that are really good gameplay, plus a good story, like epic story, or like good character story. And this was always like proclaimed as one of the best that ever did it. Like, everyone loved this game. I never got around to playing it. Kind of went away. But when the show came out, I knew the concept of what the show was. Kind of like zombies, but it's not zombies. And yeah. I was very intrigued to watch it from day one. And I've loved it. I think it's a very well... I think this has got to be the best. I mean, I'm a big fan of the 90s Mortal Kombat movie. But other than that, like you said, nothing... Video games have always been like... Oh, video game movies have been like... No, that's like... That's not going to work. Like, even like Assassin's Creed we talked about. We're like, oh, you're doing so well. And then they just couldn't stick the landing. Like, for some reason, when I went to a movie, it didn't work. But
Prince of Persia, maybe?
I find that entertaining.
For a popcorn flick?
Classic. No, it was a popcorn flick. But I enjoyed it. But again, like, I usually try to find... I'm optimistic when I watch movies. I like to see the good in movies. I'm trying to be entertained. But by far, this has to be... what I've seen so far. That's what they should do. Make video games into TV shows. Video games are long. These story campaigns are long. Maybe that's the problem. You can't crunch it into a two-and-a-half-hour film. This works really well. And what makes it work so well is the characters. Ellie and Joel in this show carry this thing from start to finish.
Oh, they're fantastic. And like...
I guess I can't say finished because we haven't finished. But
yeah, but from start to almost done with the first season.
Start to the penultimate final episode.
But especially Ellie, where like I feel like in the first episode or second episode, they kind of blend together exactly which one was which. But there was a lot of exposition that they were just explaining stuff to Ellie that like was fine, but I didn't love. But, like, if you needed to know something about, like, oh, this is this town, or this is what happened here, they would just, like, either Tess or Joel would be explaining it to Ellie. I'm like, okay, I mean, if this is how the show is going to go, like, I had a friend that played it, and I saw it played a little bit as well, but I'm like, this is going to be a long show. Like, I'm not going to be up for this if all my exposition comes through, hey, little girl, this is what happened to this city. It's like, okay, that's going to get old. But, no, I think they've done, like, a very good job, and they've kind of moved away from that exposition stuff to, like, now he's actually, like, teaching her stuff, and, like, you still get information about different things, but it's very relevant and you're very invested, where, like, they didn't keep it just, like, that surface level.
Like, something that happened, like, for example, something comes to mind, this isn't a spoiler, but the body of corpses at Ellie, like, don't go over there, and she goes over there. There's a reason why Joel had to explain what happened in that exact moment. They had reasons for the exposition because they were pertinent to what was going on in that exact moment.
Yeah.
And you're right. You know, but just watching this show, it definitely looks like it could be a hell of a fun game. I mean, being Joel, played by Pedro Pascal, the Mandalorian himself, which he's got two shows rolling right now. Season three. Stay tuned for that. That will be coming up. But, I mean, this really, if Ellie and Joel didn't work, the show doesn't work.
Oh, even if Ellie doesn't work, I don't know that this show works.
Yeah, even if one couldn't connect with the other and one, like, is carrying it. I don't know if you ever saw Gangs of New York.
I saw part of it.
But, like, you have, like, these strong characters, but you had, like, you know, the Cameron Diaz role that really didn't fit well, and it kind of just fell out of place. It's a great movie, but that this really relies that you casted these two roles perfectly, because if you didn't, this whole show fails. Falls flat on his face immediately. If one of them doesn't work, and if one of them can't work with the other, or both can't work.
Well, and I really didn't know. Again, I knew that there was a guy and a girl, but I didn't know, like, about the side characters. Like, I saw very little of the gameplay. You know, maybe probably, like, a total, like, of an hour at different points. But when Tess was in the show initially, I think, like, she didn't add a lot to the show, and it actually definitely facilitated the show as soon as she was gone. And so I don't know if that's just how the character was in general or how she pulled it off. But it was one of those things where then they were finally having to develop their relationship. And to me, like, yes, it's sad when any main character kind of dies. But it wasn't like a tragic, like, actually thing that I was super, like, emotionally invested in when Tess was gone.
No, and I think Tess was kind of like, I think the reason why Tess is there is to kind of be the catalyst for Joel to actually want to take Ellie. Because if you know the backstory of Joel, like, obviously in the beginning, the first episode, his daughter dies. He goes on a rant. Like, you get a little backstory, but he went to a dark place for a very long time. And Ellie's kind of a savior, but he didn't want any of that. But it was, like, Tessa was that bridge to be like, okay, yeah, this is why Joel needs to do this.
And that's almost kind of what it felt like.
And I'm sure that was in the game.
But, like, she needs to be here to, like, drive this beginning. It's kind of like the movie 1917.
Yeah.
Where, like, he has a friend that's, like, pretty much only there in the beginning to set him on his mission. Mm-hmm. Which, and it's like, I get it. It's not a terrible thing.
No, but, I think you saw enough of the relationship. You kind of knew what they were about. They were just like, we both suck at people, and we're just together because, you know, we've been through.
But they're not even actually together. I'm like, it was a very complex relationship for such a short period of time for them, like, her to actually be in the show. It was like, a lot of times when you leave stuff vague, it's like, oh, well, that means you're going to figure it out later. Where I'm like, it was a very vaguely defined relationship that they had. Like, were they lovers? It didn't really seem like it. Were they just partners? It seemed like they were more than partners.
I think they've each had a few too many sips of whiskey and were like, fuck it.
Literally. Yeah. I didn't really get a great dynamic from them.
But I don't think you needed that either.
And that's why, like, going into it, like, the first episode, actually, like, I liked it, but it wasn't something that I'm like, oh, I just got to see the next one. I watched the first couple episodes because I'm like, okay, I'm intrigued. And then from, like, episode two on, I thought, like, okay, this show actually knows what it's doing. The characters are great. Like, they're working in. Even, I'll say, like, the most interesting thing about this show, and, I mean, you either kind of love it or hate it, is the pacing of this show, though. Because you can spend an entire episode, like, episode three, mm-hmm, where you have the redneck guy and the other guy and their love relationship thing. And it's like, they spend a whole episode on that. You get very little of Joel and Ellie, But they're like, we're going to tell this whole story. Or when you go to episode 7, mm-hmm. and it's Ellie, and I forget her name. But
Was it Remy?
Something like that, probably. Yeah. But again, you get like a whole episode of that. So they're not like afraid to like stop and take their time. But also for kind of like a zombie show, it's like, oh, so I'm taking a break. No zombies. Let's focus on this.
They're cordyceps infected, okay? They're not zombies, okay? Everyone knows that.
Yeah. But we're just going to take a break for a while, go down this whole rabbit hole, and then we'll come back some other time. And it's like, I like it. I feel like they've done a good job, but I could definitely see how that, like, some people that wouldn't sit very well with.
Yes, and I think, and I talked about this with you before, episode 3 has nothing to do with the fact, I just want to go out on a limb, had nothing to do with the fact they were same sex, okay? Because this is always seems to be the thing. I have no idea. I don't care who the hell the person loves, but I care about the characters. The only thing I said is that I felt like you could cut about 15, 20 minutes and we still get the same effect, and I think it would still be done the way it was. I think sometimes they just spent a little bit too much time on those flashbacks. Like, because I think every episode has been over an hour.
Yeah.
I think. And this is what we used to discuss about The Mandalorian. Why don't they make the episode longer? And I say, if you don't have a story to tell that's longer than that, don't make it longer just to make it longer's sake. And this is where I felt like, again, the characters are great in episode 3 and 7. But again, I felt like they stayed there too long and a little bit outstayed their welcome towards the end. But that doesn't make the episodes bad. The characters in them were great. They're intriguing. You felt the chemistry between these couples were real. And you felt that. But again, it felt like, hey, I kind of want to get back to what happened. Like, the episode before, Joel just got stabbed. And I get it. You want to go to Ellie's story a little bit deeper and kind of give a little bit more backstory to her. But it was like, okay. Like, about 40 minutes into it, I'm like, all right, we know this is going to end poorly. Can we please just get to that?
Yeah. Well, and to me, I like the fact that they're like, okay, we're not going to, like, half-ass this. We're going all in. Like, yeah. If we're going to spend time on some, like, on a side character, like, sometimes it's weird, like, if you get that in between where you're like, oh, like, they didn't really go very deep on this, but they took a long time to do it. Like, what are they doing? They're like, no, we're just going to go all in. Like, we're spending an episode on these characters, which the I should look up the actor's name. He's in White Lotus. He was the gay traveler dude, not the redneck, not Ron Swanson, but the other one.
I love that no one even calls him by his real name.
Like, you are Nick Offerman, I think is his name. Yes, but the other guy was fantastic in White Lotus. We're going to have to do a podcast on that because I love the White Lotus. I have not Six seen episodes, it. Miniseries. Like, it's great.
Is that the one you were telling me about?
Yeah, and he's in it. He's like this becoming unhinged hotel manager that can't handle the stress of everything. And it's fantastic.
I have no idea why. I mean, people, you know, seem generally nice.
You got to watch it. It makes sense. But anyway, so I thought he was great in it. I thought, like, and I heard that people that play the video game, they didn't necessarily like that Nick Offerman's character, the redneck guy, that he died because he played a bigger part in the video games. But I'm like, I feel like, again, they were just trying to tie up that nice little bow where we're not going to have this, like, character carry over into a bunch of episodes. We're gonna like try to do the best we can with this episode and what would make it the best. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's kind of how they've treated all the side characters. Well,
and that's what it comes down to, because what I've heard from this game is that the cutscenes are very, you know, cinematic in sense, in that you have to do something different. You have to change some things. Like, you can't just copy and paste, because that doesn't work. We saw that with the Killing Joke in Batman. It's like you put some bullshit ahead of it, and then the last half of it was just, hey, this is going to be like basically cut for cut the comic panel. It doesn't work. If you're going to give me live, like, we've seen the cinematic video games. Well, we haven't, but the majority of people that have played it obviously have. You have to bring something new. And I think what they went says, hey, let's go into these characters that maybe, and again, I haven't played the game, from what I've heard, they didn't really go in deeply. Let's go into the characters that people just don't know a lot about. And apparently the Ellie episode in episode 7, when we do a flashback with her, was a DLC, is what I heard. And so that did happen, but it was, you know, downloadable content later.
Oh, okay.
So that did happen, but later, to kind of flesh out Ellie's story. And so, character, they said, let's just make a character story. We've seen the apocalypse story how many times now? Zombies, not zombies, whatever it is. All I know is that after COVID, this kind of almost hits more close to home when you see these characters. Like, humanity really doesn't handle things well. And that's not a political statement. That's bullshit. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, people, when shit hits the fan, a lot of people are going to lose their mind. So they said, hey, we're just going to dive into the characters and we're going to flesh these out as best we can and tell the story. I think it's, like I said, I always said, you should be able to watch a show or a movie without having to read the materials to understand it. And I think this is a perfect example of that. We haven't played the game.
Yeah.
We don't know how these characters necessarily are. We know bits and pieces, but we don't know. For someone, for two people that haven't played the game, we're very intrigued. We are invested in this show. So all I can say is, if people are pissed off they didn't do it as well as the game, all I can say is, for someone who hasn't played the game himself, I think they're doing a hell of a job.
Yeah.
And to make this story interesting and for it to, you know, make me want to come back for more, because, you know, see, episode 9 comes out on Sunday and I'm absolutely watching it. This last episode was fantastic. And like I said, episode 3, like, it kind of felt I didn't expect the whole episode to be that. I thought we're going to get something towards the end, but it never came. And maybe that's my disappointment, because I was expecting something that didn't come, but it did not steer me away from not watching episode 4. I think they're doing a great job with the characters, and I think it was cast. I think everything was casted well. I don't see anyone that really sticks out as a sore thumb. Like, yeah, that person shouldn't be. But like I told you in episode 8, one of the characters who played Joel in the video game comes around and is actually a character who had a big, kind of a decently big part in this episode, and that's really cool to see.
Yeah,
cool. The fact that, like I said, I'm like, it's weird that this is the guy that used to be the hero of this story, and now he's part of a cult. That's interesting. And it's weird, because usually we get into spoilers at this point. And I guess anyone who's played the game already kind of knows how this is going to end, because I've seen some scenes that have played well. But like I said, I don't feel like I have to go back to the video game and play it. However, this show, more than all my friends telling me, you need to play this game, I'm like, oh, I need to play this game. I have a PS4. I will get this game, because this sounds like a game that, like, I know, like, I'll know how the story play out, but it's just going to be like, just, I get to play the game and just be a part of this show that has hooked me the way it has.
But I think a lot of times zombie shows are not my favorite shows. To me, zombie shows are...
I don't mean to cut you off, but, like, if you had a zombie flick you had to watch today, what would be your go-to? It has to be one. Everyone has one.
I mean, really, honestly, I don't like zombie things. Like, I've tried The Walking Dead. I've tried I Am Legend, World War Z.
I just saw World War Z, actually.
I've tried a couple, like, other things. And really, it's just, like, to me, like, there's not very interesting tales when it's zombies a lot of times. Because it's, like, that is the story. Is the zombies. It's like, okay. Well, like,
zombies have disinfected.
Or even, like, it's not zombies. Did you ever watch the one where the angels come down and they're the zombies, basically?
Well, that sounds absolutely insane.
Is it Legion? Yeah, I think it's called Legion. So God disappears.
Was the one with the angel on the cover?
Yeah, and the angels come down and infect human bodies. And that's, like, what the zombies are. And then they did a whole spin-off TV show on, like, this magical world that they created where, like, the angels are what you're afraid of, except for Saint Michael is the only person that stays on the side of the human.
Saint Michael's,
and then there's like this chosen child that he needs to protect, and it's like, and yeah, sorry, getting way off topic. To me, there was a cool concept, just because I'm like, it's funny that you're an angel.
I would never have guessed just by the cover. I'd be like, this is a zombie.
But it's like a bunch of different ways to do zombies, and it's not that, like, the characters are just thrown in there to drive the zombie's tail.
Did you ever see Zombieland?
Yes, I did.
Like, and there's other ones. I mean, there's
the, and like
George Romero.
I can appreciate that for what it was, but again, once it's zombies, like, generally, I just don't really care for it. But anyway,
that's why they did Quarter.
So this one, which, granted, there's not a lot of zombies for being a zombie show, but I think they do the good balance of, they know how to make things intense. Like, the first episode, like, they really built that intensity. Like, they're going to be zombies, and you knew they were going to be zombies. Or what did they call them?
Quarterceps. The Quarterceps, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what the whole show is based off of. They said it at least twice.
Yes.
How have you not remembered?
The Infected. And then, like...
But zombie...
But also what I love about this show is there's that whole thing, like especially, like, if you look at, like, writing anything or, like, screenplay type stuff, like, if you put a gun on the table, you better use the gun. They don't use the gun, and so they'll set up stuff, but then when they do, it surprises you. So, like, there's been a couple different times where it's like, oh, we're going to go in the, I think it was episode 5, where, like, we're going underneath. There's probably not zombies there. It should be safe. I'm like, oh, there's zombies there. There weren't actually zombies there. Like, you made it through to the other side, and then the zombies came, or they have, like,
which I actually thought was a cool, like, it wasn't, like, they're not just throwing hordes of these things at you. It's the fear and what it does to society and how society breaks down.
Exactly. Which
is brilliant, because that's really what zombie felt come down to, is like, no one trusts anyone. Are you bitten? Are you infected? That fear. Something familiar we've all dealt with recently, if you recall. Can't think of the name off the top of my head. But I'm saying, like, how people are like, are you infected? Like, it shows that when, like, people will eat each other. Like, yep. When the chips are down, like, it shows when, like, if everything went to shit, like, in suddenly mistrust in everyone, like, you understand everyone's reasoning, like, I can't trust you. Like, you have to survive in this world. You basically can't be a good-hearted, caring person. You will die. And It's all about survival of yourself. Like, keep track of yourself, your family, whoever's in play. And that's it. Everyone else can go screw themselves. Like, when you, like, that one person, when Joel, I forget what episode it was, but he's going through the town in the car, in the truck, and this guy's like, I'm hurt. And he just barrels through him. And Ellie's like, whoa, he needs help. And then it was a trap. And it's like, damn. I'm like, I can't imagine, and Joel's been living this world for 2 decades. It's like, yeah, I would absolutely probably be like Joel. Like, nope, I don't give a shit if there's someone there. I need help. Like, all that's gone away. Like, you're not helping the people that need it. It's like, no, I can't trust anyone.
Yeah, and even the scene with the old lady and the old guy when they're, like, in their house.
Yeah, they're just kind of chilling. But,
like, the funny thing about that, too, kind of going back to that whole, like, they're not going to use the gun that's on the table. Oh, if you cross the river, nobody comes back alive. There's so many infected and this and that and, like, all these terrible things. There was a little settlement on the other side, and that was it. Well, it's like, you, like, they build up this fear, and then they don't actually cash in on it. And then you think when you're, and then, like, every now and then you think, like, oh, well, then it doesn't happen, and then they get you. And so it's like this cool, like, they keep playing around with, oh, this is a really dangerous situation. You know what's going to happen. Oh, you didn't know.
You know what my favorite thing about this whole show, though? And I mean, when the outbreak, what was interesting they took it is that this outbreak, like, where they're at now is basically today, like, present time. And they still went with this, the game story. I'm sure there was the same case where it happened earlier and, like, way before this. My favorite thing about this is when Joel is trying to read a map and how fucked we'd all be. It's like, we don't have our GPSs anymore. It's like, wait, what is this? When he's reading a map, I'm like, dude, I totally get you. If someone said, hey, go follow this map, this old school map, and figure out where you're going.
Oh, yeah, especially when it's like, even if you could figure out where you are, you know, like, I'm, like, but very directionally challenged. Like, where are you in? Like,
what? You can't hit the map, say, find my location. Like, you have to figure out where you are and where you've been.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, that scared me the most. I'm like, yeah, I should probably start learning how to read maps. I'm going to get an atlas. And I'm just going to start moseying through it. But, yeah, this, like I said, this fed not off the zombies, which, by the way, look, the cordyceps fungus and what they do to people is absolutely, like, it's visceral, and it's the effects in this, when they show them, are pretty top-notch, in my opinion. Like, and HBO, and, like, I've seen Game of Thrones, but I've seen what HBO can do when they throw money at something, and they did a hell of a job. But again, they didn't do it up. I'm sure in the game we get way more of this.
Yeah.
But that makes sense. I mean, you know how boring this game would be?
Yeah. Well, and that's what's funny. That I'm like, one of the first things as soon as the show came out, it's like, surprising development in the show is that Joel dies way less times than he did when he
was I saw that. I'm like,
yes, that's very true, because, like, I remember my friend playing, and he was stuck on, it was like this little section where there was, like, the bloater, so, like, the big one that you saw in episode 5 for a little bit. I think that was a bloater anyway. But anyway, it was like, all you needed to do was beat one of them. It wasn't, like, very complicated. It was just, like, one thing. And he must have spent, like, a whole day where he could not get past it. And you just see like that, you know, you repeat to the last thing, you respawn, go down the same thing, and dead. And over and over and over again. And finally, that's the only time I played it for about 2 minutes. Because he was so pissed off. He's like, here, you try. Oh, my God, I know the controls. Get killed by the blower. He's like, okay, now I feel better. Let's go.
Can you imagine, like, you just be a ringer, like, you played the game, but just didn't tell him. And just mop the floor with that blower. Like, oh, dude, I don't know why you thought it was that hard to shatter this guy's entire universe. He spent a whole day on this. But, I mean, obviously, like I said, like, the game itself, it makes, like, you shouldn't be mad about what's there. You should be, like, what isn't there? What do you have here on the table in front of us? And again, it wasn't about just Joel just mowing down people. This is all about society breaking down and how we're dealing. But again, showing fear, like, oh, you can't go over there. You can't go over there. In episode 7, they say, the mom, like, oh, they it's full of infected, is what Ellie said. And, like, who told you that? Like how fast that stuff spreads. And, like, we can't go in there. But turns out, I mean, at the end, turns out there was something. But yeah, it was very few and far between. And I don't know who was paying the mall's power bill at that point or how that
it's
works,
interesting how they left that very open for interpretation on exactly what happened. I heard that, I think that they did that in the video game as well, but where, like, clearly her friend is infected, they're like lovers for maybe a day, but then it's like,
what
happened at that point? Like, did Ellie just offer?
Oh, scissory timbers, man. I mean, that's what
no, happened. No, but I'm saying,
let's just call what it is.
After that. Because she eventually had to become infected.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm saying. She's killed before and whatnot. It's like, okay. I mean,
but she did kill that quarter.
There's a couple things that could have been before that. But also, when she's like, oh, like, I've had to kill before, and she's thinking about her lover that she probably had to kill.
But see, and you said that this is how they ended in the DLC, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because, again, sometimes, like, shows try to, like, oh, we're going to explain this. But I think the way that ended is, like, we don't really need to know. We know where Ellie is now. We know she's broken. There's pretty much anyone else in this world. Like, you don't need to show that. Like, it's like, obviously she had to, like, she probably didn't turn. Well, obviously she didn't turn. This is where we're at. But her friend did and probably had to do something. But we don't, I mean, again, you don't have to show us every little detail that we didn't see in the game. I think they're doing good at changing some things. But again, I don't know. We have to do, if we play this game and we beat it, because I'm going to play it, and I hope you do too.
Yeah.
But we need to do a podcast on the game after watching. Because I think a lot of people who are watching this show, not everyone, but I'm sure a bunch of them are because the game was so popular, like, I need to see the show. And I think a really different interpretation, when we play the game, be like, well, now we can compare and contrast both, but we did it the opposite way.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. It seems like the show knows what it's doing. And I haven't, like I said, all I see is on social media. And, you know, social media is not a real place. And God knows. I haven't seen any negative things like, this is bullshit.
I mean, I've seen a couple things as far as the fact that there are not a lot of infected. Again, I think in the game, it's, you know, way more.
But so, again,
like,
for a game,
and there's not a lot of action. So if you have kind of one of those, like, oh, I just wanted to see a bunch of zombies, like kind of like your general Call of Duty type thing. Like, I just wanted to see 50 of them lined up, and we could just set some big guns up. It's like, okay, this isn't the show for you. If that's what you're looking for. Like,
well, and again, that would
it's a lot more character.
It makes sense. It makes sense for gameplay. Like, did you ever see the movie Doom with The Rock?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, anyways, have you ever played Doom?
I did not.
Okay, well, I'm going to explain to the listeners my analogy, because you're not going to get this. So Doom is just really action-oriented, killing demon by demon by demon. Now, the movie's horrible, but someone made a joke, like, can you imagine if they made a game about the Doom movie? Because there was like barely any demons, and it was this weird thing they did. But it's like, this would be a horrible game. I'm like, yeah, but it's a movie. Like, I'm like, yes, it's a bad movie, but you should never be like, well, there was not enough zombies that I could kill. Well, you're not killing him, dude. Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Carl Urban before he got big back in the day were killing these zombies. Like, and like, you can't just have hordes and hordes, because then it becomes unbelievable. Games, yeah. And I think there was a mechanic, like, Joel can't even see through walls. Apparently in the game he has a listen ability where you can see the outline of the character or something. You're like, well, he can't even see through walls. What, do you want him to be Superman and have X-ray vision? That would make no sense. Although it would be awesome in the last episode is, like, he dies. just says, the end of the episode is, do you want to continue? That's how they end it. I mean, I would almost give him more props, but I mean, this is by far, so far, the best video game. I mean, I have a soft spot for Mortal Kombat, the 90s one. But other than that, I mean, I can't think of one, something that hooked out. And I think this should be a representation of almost all video games. I mean, video games, obviously, especially the cinematic ones like God of War, but like, you can't tell that in a movie. Like, you need a TV series. And TV series have had so much more popularity as far as an adaptation and like, hey, we can actually go into detail and actually take our time with what we're doing.
Well, and that's, yeah, I love TV shows like this where you're telling a story and it's not like your typical, like, there's so many shows, and some of them are more enjoyable than others, but like, especially your cop shows. We're like, okay, we have our one episode to set things up, and then they can just solve cases for the next 7 seasons. Like, we're not going to spend any, like, there's no progression of the story. They just solve cases. You know, maybe they get a girlfriend, or maybe there's something else, but like, this is the story. We took one episode, and now it's like the same old, same old. Where I'm like, I love, like, Vikings, another type of story. There are this one. The Mandalorian has some elements of both, but overall, it's still telling a story where I'm like, yeah, tell me a story. Don't just make it like a, you could skip 7 episodes and come back and know exactly what's going on.
Exactly. And they do a really good job of that. And like I said, they're only doing this in 9 episodes. So I think, I mean, as far as gripes, like I said, the only gripes I really have with the show is that there's a couple episodes in the flashbacks. Like I said, I think they didn't need to make them an hour, even though they're all pretty long. But other than that, I mean, I don't have, like, everything's casted well, everything's acted well. Like I said, when you see these cordyceps, zombies, whatever you want to call them, it is scary. They do a great job of building tension, where you're sitting there like, okay, I know something's going to happen. When's it going to happen? Like, like, I love it when a show just, like, almost makes me want to fast forward. Cause I'm like, I can't take this anymore. Like, yeah. I need to know. But it definitely keeps you engaged from start to finish. Like I said, even the episodes that went really slow in the flashbacks, it definitely didn't take me out to the point where I'm like, no, like, this is a waste of my time. Which, again, I think more credit to the writers and
director. Yeah, and I really don't have a lot of, like, really many, gripes with the show.
The only gripe, I mean, obviously we're in episode 8, and we have one more that's coming out this Sunday. We'll see. But I don't know, like, if they stay true to the game, because the game was great, and everyone said it was great, no one said the ending was bad. So, I mean, you got to think that they have a place where they can go that's already cut out for them.
And
But are they going to change it way more?
Yeah, and I couldn't tell you. But, like, there's so many good episodes. Like, this kind of reminds me of The 100. Did you ever watch The 100? So
the acting took me out of it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So The 100 was, I like the concept of the situations that they put people in, especially kind of right away. Absolutely. First, like, maybe first half of the first season, where they're like, oh, if we kill these 20 people, everybody else can live for an extra 3 months. Is that worth it? Okay, you know, if we do this, it's like, okay, I mean, those are actually hard situations, if that's what it was. And you kind of put yourself in there, and it's like, oh, like, to me, it was like, there was cool situations that would come up that I'm like, oh, man, I like that. But the acting was bad. It got really dramatic. And I mean, the show went downhill fast for me. This show, it's like, episode 5 was one of my favorite, where
episode 5 and 6 were fantastic.
You had the brother that was, all he cared about was his little brother. He was willing to do anything. He was willing to kill for his little brother. And then in the end, he has to kill his little brother. I'm like, that one still haunts me. Like, I think about that sometimes.
Oh, that whole scene is just, oh,
that, like, and I know you said you saw it coming. The thing about me is I didn't know it was coming. I'm like, if they try to start taking these two guys along and try to make this like, oh, we're like picking up a team and a pack and like we all love each other, I'm like, this is going to take me out of the show really fast. And then I was like, oh, no.
No, we're going to kill
him. Yeah, they did not. And then they had the whole thing with her blood. Like, oh, like, we might save the little boy with my blood. And then I was like, okay. I mean, that is something. Or even some of the characters that, like, maybe they're not your favorite. Like, the girl that was after the guy. So, like, her brother was the guy that he killed. So, yeah. The older brother killed her brother. And, like, she couldn't get over, you know, like, the forgiveness. I'm like, there's so many of these characters, even if they don't have a big part, it's like, this is what the world has done to them right now. Like, this is, like, how they've had to deal with this horrible world. But you see, like, humanity in it really well, where it's not like this, like sometimes shows get like so divorced from humanity where it's like, okay, I can't really see myself
doing that. You get so convoluted.
Yeah, where you're like, okay, no, like nobody's actually going to do that. This is like, no, like if somebody killed my brother in this scenario, I would be probably be in the same boat.
Every single character that I can think of, I can't think of anyone, their motivations make sense. Like,
except for Tess. Tess is not my favorite.
Okay, well Tess really didn't have motivation.
That's my one gripe. I'm like, I need to come up with a gripe. I didn't love Tess, and I didn't love a lot about Tess. Okay.
Okay, well, Tess was dead pretty quick, so
yeah.
I think we're okay.
Yeah, here. So yeah, I'm in it now.
But even though I saw what was happening, what you're talking about, episode 5, I believe, with the older brother and stuff, I did thought, like, I knew they were going to die, but I'm like, oh, they're going to keep this going for a while. They do a great job of like, I think I know where you're going, but you might, this is a TV show, you might just go off the beaten trail and do something different. But every single, like, their like the enemy's motivations, people's motivations, it all makes sense in this world. Ellie being foul-mouthed, not giving a shit about anything, and Joel not giving a shit about her, it all makes sense. But the fact that they find a bond is all organic, and you get to grow with them over time. Like, it's like, damn, like, when Joel, like, I don't care how many times I have to see this type of scene, but Joel's almost on his deathbed. But he got the medicine, and now he's back for revenge. I don't give a shit, dude. That was awesome. And I saw the scene with the map, and I knew exactly what was going to play out. But again, it's acted so well and treated with so much respect. It's like, I don't even care. Why do we replay games? Why do we rewatch movies? It doesn't matter how many times you've seen it, as long as they do it right. And they are doing this right. And I love it. And I'm excited for, I'm like, I am not, you know, like, because of life and everything else, you know, I haven't been able to maybe watch it every single Sunday, but it's never something I'm like, I'm always having in the back of my mind, like, okay, when I have a free shot, I'm watching this episode. This one I'm watching Sunday at 9. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm like, I will see the season finale, because and this is why I hate being on social media. Like, you're scrolling through Facebook, and then you just, like, reading something, like, oh, yeah, this is different from the game. They have, like, screenshots. You're like, nope. Skip that. Like, I don't want anything ruined for me. I haven't seen episode 8 yet. So I will be watching this season finale Sunday night. I'm excited for it, and I'm excited to see. Now, the thing that worries me, and maybe they made a sequel. I think they made a sequel to this. I'm not sure. The game. I think there was The Last of Us.
This isn't the whole game, though, is it? I thought this was, like, half the game.
Again, we don't know. It's great not to know. I don't know. We're in blissful ignorance right now on how they're going to end.
From what I heard on social media, just like they're like, oh, there's a lot more like tragedy coming if like it's been emotionally hard for you to deal with.
Oh, so. And it's been so like, you know.
But maybe it's all it's like jam packed into one.
It's all been sunshine and rainbows up until now. Like, it's been just like, ah, oh, I would live in this world. This seems great. Peaceful. Everyone makes sense. No, but I'm worried because of this pop. Like, again, this scares me with all shows. Show gets popular, are they just going to keep on going until they don't have anything left? I hope they just...
I don't think you can do that as far as you can, like, adapt.
HBO's done it with Game of Thrones, man. But I mean, okay. You haven't seen it, but I can promise
but I'm
you
saying,
that...
Like, if you're following, like, a book or, like, a story at all that's already there, it's like, yeah, you can get carried away and do more, but, like, I feel like they're staying fairly true to the story so far, where... From what I know of it.
But, I mean, you got to think, because the ending, most people who are watching the show may know it, that they might try. I don't know. And, again, I don't know really the ending of the game at all, so.
Yeah, I don't know how it ends.
But it's going to be so popular, and money talks. Are they just going to make another season? Because even if there's nothing, even if there's a sequel to the game, are they going to go past their you know, sell-by date?
Where it's like, I mean, I suppose it could happen. I'm not worried about it, just because I feel like they've done a good job, and, like, they don't feel like any episode has been, like, done to make episodes. Like, you could say, like, oh, they spent too much time here. That was too slow. But I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like that was very intentional and not
It absolutely was.
Yeah. Like, there's...
I didn't feel like filler.
Yeah.
And if that's what you felt like I was saying, I apologize.
No. And that's what I'm saying. Is, like, I don't... Like, even if I think, like, yeah, that they could have done that faster. It's like, no, but, like... They were purposely telling a story, and they didn't do anything that, like, the whole episode, the whole hour... You maybe could have trimmed it up to tell the story more efficiently, but nothing was like, why did they just spend 10 minutes
on
that?
I only look at that looking back in retrospect, saying, if I watch this series again, which how they end, I might just... Because if the way this season's going, this is over, I'm probably just going to rewatch it. Because usually when a show's good, I want to go back when I know how it ends and starts and see if it has staying power. There's what I would meant by that is, like, I can see myself fast-forwarding through some of that because it's like, okay, I get the point. And that's basically what I'm getting at. It's like, you could have probably trimmed this up where I wouldn't feel the need to fast-forward. But yeah. Those flashback episodes, I'm feeling like I'm going to probably fast-forward through some of that.
Yeah.
Not because they're gay. I understand. It didn't matter if they were straight. I'd skip through that, too. I can watch porn, for God's sake. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's our recap. Well, not even recap yet. That's what we feel about Last of Us. And for two people that haven't played the game, go watch the show. I mean, if you said it, like Cole says, I don't like zombies. Because zombies have taken over pop culture to the point where it's just ridiculous. And Zombieland became a parody of zombies, which is why I love it. This is different. I feel like this is different. This isn't about zombies and zombies and zombies. This is just... This is what happens in crisis with humanity. If an apocalypse happens, and they really care about the characters, and you feel the distrust, you feel the tension, you feel everything that these people are going through. And you can absolutely... And I think the biggest thing about any movie is just you being able to see yourself in a character. They did something that, by our standards in a society, is horrible. But I could see myself absolutely doing most of the things that characters are doing, even the ones that are supposed to be, quote-unquote, bad.
Yeah. Well, and even, I thought this last episode we just finished watching, episode 8, was actually interesting where you go visit cult land, and, like, there's that contrast of the cult leader and Ellie, where they're actually not, again, they're like, you're like me, and it's like, that's actually kind of true.
But he didn't come out and straight say it. Like,
no, he did.
He did, but he explained it. Yes. Like, in a way that it's like, oh, yeah, I can see why you're really attracted to this underage girl.
Where, yes, but also, like,
Not you see, like, that, just saying.
You see another side of Ellie where, like, you know, you get a good sense of, like, Joel's character, and then Ellie's just kind of like the, you know, I don't care about anything type character. Like, I'm teenage just like, yeah, a teenage angst where it's like, no, like, this kind of gives you that deeper, like, and again, I just found it interesting where it wasn't Joel who was contrasted with cult leader. It was actually Ellie, you know, the little girl that you're not really thinking of. We're like, oh, no, like, I actually see it. Like, they made that connection, and, like, yeah, that... Oh, makes sense.
Thank you for this. I forgot to bring this up, but episode 7, the one thing I loved about it, because the Fireflies and, you know, the Nazi regime that's currently in place. It's Fedra. Fedra. Might as well call it Hydra. I always want to say Hydra. Hey, Hydra. But it's like Fedra's like, oh, yeah, they're Nazis and stuff. But it's like, and like, the contrast between Ellie and her friend arguing back and forth and be like, no, it's... Fireflies would be probably the exact same. They just want their establishment and not the other one. And I was like that. Their dialogue between each other talking about it's like, yeah, it's all pretty much fucked. Like,
yeah, no, like, and that's how people are though. It's like if somebody's on top and they're corrupt, it's the corrupt under thing that comes and takes that over. And you're like, oh, well, yeah, well, now that's corrupt. Like, everything's corrupt.
Hey, man, one thing I learned in high school when I read that one book called Animal Farm, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And it's just never ending. So, no, I'm excited for episode 9, and we will absolutely do a podcast right after that one. And that's the one should be quick. We should only have to talk about episode 9. I feel like we went through the whole
show. It'll probably be longer. Knowing us, we'll have one episode to talk about instead of 8.
Repeating like 25 minutes of what we talked about. But I feel like we did a good thing. And surprisingly, I don't think we really gave a lot of spoilers away. Please. Yeah. Usually about 5 or 10 minutes in, we're like, we want to talk about spoilers. No, go watch the show. If zombies are not for you, I would say this is different. This is about characters and the world in crisis. And they do an amazing job with that. So
yeah, like if my wife wasn't so freaked out by anything remotely intense, she could probably actually watch this show.
See, this is why my wife is better than yours.
She's not your wife yet. We've got three more days.
Three more days. This is how much I love this show. I'm getting married on this Saturday, March 11th, and I will be watching this episode on March 12th. That's it. I mean, I love...
Have a guaranteed wedding or marriage of lasting at least 24 hours.
Stay tuned. The next episode, I might be a lot more sad and a lot more drunk. This is Bruising Review signing off.